celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Judy, you have booked another humdinger of a show, truly packed, I might say.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking to the guy who's trained dogs to fly planes. This is the same guy we talked to about a year ago. He trained some dogs to drive a car.
Drive a car, yes. And these aren't just any kind of dog. They're very special dogs.
Okay, well, that's on the way in just a few minutes with Mark Vett. Isn't he like in Australia or something? Where are we calling him?
I think he's in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Mark Vett.
Mark Vetti, sorry, I messed it up last time, so I don't want to do it again this time. He'll be on the way to tell us how he's teaching his dogs to fly planes. It might be something you could get into, you know? I'm just saying, maybe your dog is a very talented dog and you'd like it to fly you around.
Yeah, while you relax and have a cocktail and,
If you happen to own your own plane. Now, I, of course, don't own my own plane, so I just, they'll drive me around town occasionally. Also on the show today, Doc Halligan, she's talking about zoonotic diseases. And these are the diseases that your animals can give you.
I'm starting to itch again. It makes me all itchy.
I don't want to freak you out, but today she's going to be talking about cats.
Uh-oh.
And in particular, cat scratch fever. That is actually not just a Ted Nugent song, but a disease that you can get from your cats. And that's just one of the diseases she's talking about. Also on the show today, Robert Semro with backyard safety, the things you need to know about keeping your dogs and other animals in the backyard during the summer. So that's just around the corner right here on Animal Radio. Joey Villani, what are you working on?
Well, we're going to talk about some cool tips of growing hair when you have dogs that don't grow hair on their ears and on their tail, what you can do real easy at home.
Really? I've never seen that problem. Is that something you see?
You know what? You probably have, because it's super common, and you probably just never recognize it. One of those things that it only bothers the people that it bothers, if that makes any sense. Usually the dog looks cute whether they have hair on the ears or in the tail anyway. So
okay.
It's one of those things.
So you're going to have a tip for growing the hair back, is that correct?
Yeah, because we had a listener that wrote me a letter asking me a question. So I'm being nice, and I'm answering that question.
You're a giver that way. And Lori Brooks over there in the newsroom, also a giver, and sharing the newsroom with several dogs. The loud snorer is, I believe, Gordy, right? Is that Gordy?
Gordy.
Yeah. What are you working on over there in the newsroom?
There is a country that is trying to make it mandatory that all dogs and cats there be neutered or spayed. They call it de-sexing there.
Whoa.
Which sounds really kind of scary.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Sounds like my life.
There's a bill that they're trying to push through in one state in the country that is trying to become the first state in America to outlaw declawing. So we'll tell you where all this is going on.
Also, we've been talking the last few weeks about cloning, and today we're going to have one of these experts on from Viagen Pets. This is the company that does the cloning, and they're going to answer some frequently asked questions about cloning.
Did you see, I think it was the new NBC news show that is going head-to-head with 60 Minutes, but they did a special with
Harry Reasoner,
his name.
Is it?
No, the other one who used to be on CBS.
Mm.
Harry Smith, I think.
Okay.
And he went to Korea, one of the Koreas, I think it's South Korea, where they're doing the cloning there, where it was first done. And it was a really interesting piece. They talked to a couple who paid $100,000 and got two clone puppies.
Yeah, if you're interested in that, last year, TLC, the Learning Channel, I guess it was 2 years ago, the Learning Channel came into our studios with somebody who paid $100,000 more to clone their pet and did a piece. And that piece is actually up at our website and our YouTube page if you want to see that. But we're going to find out what this is all about because there's a lot of questions. It's a very controversial subject, I might say. But there's maybe some good reasons to be doing this, and it might be just genetically preserving the genes for future medical issues. These are the questions that I want answered, and we're going to find out today right here on Animal Radio. Also, Bronwyn Dickey. Is this her real name?
Yes, it is.
She'd change it for show business. Bronwyn Dickey will be joining us. She's a pit bull expert. And I'm looking at her bio, and it says that she's an essayist and a journalist who's worked and appeared on Slate, Newsweek, Outside. And she's young, passionate, and extremely smart. That's what it says here. Unlike me, I'm old, apathetic, and just a real idiot. But if you want to talk to any one of the team here, including Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani, pick up the phone right now and dial 1-866-405-8405. Belinda. Hey, Belinda, how are you?
Fine. How are y'all today?
Good. Where are you today?
I am in Eastern North Carolina.
Eastern North Carolina. I love your accent. I love that Southern accent. Mm-hmm. How can
Thank
we help
you? Very
you?
Much. Well, I've got a question regarding an infection that has been reoccurring on my dog. She's a 2-year-old flat-coated retriever.
Okay.
And would start getting little spots on her stomach like fire ant bites. And at first that's what I thought it was and just made sure to kill them all and get them gone. But mm-hmm. it would get worse where she's biting at it and scratching and licking like crazy.
Okay.
So my vet had us try prednisone and given her a Benadryl. And that would clear it up until the prednisone, we would wean her off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried 2 rounds with that. And a friend of mine, she has a Cocker Spaniel with similar problems, and they discovered it was a yeast infection.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I tried some shampoo. I looked it up on the Internet and tried some shampoo that has, I've got an article in front of me, I can't find it, but had a like 2% medicine in it. Mm-hmm. And her stomach, it cleared it up. It's been white, no problems whatsoever. The problem now is it won't go away from the skin behind her pads as the foot comes up on the leg. And someone mentioned food. She had been eating Beneful, and they recommended a premium you go to PetSmart to get. And her stomach is still good, but her feet are better, but she's still licking and biting at them. And the fur's gone.
All right.
So I was just saying if you had some ideas.
Oh, sure do. Labradors, of course, are my love. but they are definitely a lot of these retrievers, man, they really have these skin problems. And a couple things you said really kind of like little exclamation points were going up in my head as you were saying that. One is that some of her signs did improve with prednisone, which is a steroid. Helps a lot with types of allergies and inflammation problems. So yeast is a certain problem that can happen on the skin, but it isn't commonly a single issue, meaning that yeast comes along for the ride along with something else. And it's very possible that your baby has some sort of seasonal and or food related allergy. So definitely my first thought is not that I'm going to bash Beneful because it's, you know, it certainly has its place. But for a pet who has these suspicious signs, I would go a little bit more than just a special food that you pick up at PetSmart. I'd talk to your veterinarian about getting on a hypoallergenic diet.
Okay.
There's lots of different ways we can manage this, but it's very important to get on a food that's very restricted, either in the types of ingredients, what we call a novel protein or novel ingredient diet, or to go to a hydrolyzed protein diet. And we need to go to that for about 8 weeks to see if we see improvement in the overall skin condition. That would be one thing that I'd say is a must for your dog. The other thing is that, you know, I would like to find out more about when these little plaques and these little things are on the skin and look at that under the microscope and see. If we do have yeast and we do have maybe even bacteria there, then I would tackle things also in another direction, not just with a shampoo, but in many cases we'll have to add an oral medication along with that. And some pets with yeast infections, we can just bathe and bathe in a bathe cycle and keep that going, but not really get to the heart of it. And yeast, if anyone who has a athlete's foot knows, can take a long time to treat. So anything we can do to help speed that along, and that would include adding an oral anti-yeast medicine into the mix of things. So if that is appropriate for your pet, then I would certainly do that in addition to the, maybe it's a ketoconazole-based shampoo that you may have been using. That's pretty typical. So that might be something else. But I think really the food trial with a hypoallergenic diet and then finding out if we do in fact have yeast or bacteria there and then seeing if we can get around that and, get around the right medications for that. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call, Belinda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Well, this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by World's Best Cat Litter. Listen up, cat people. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Cat person to cat person. Gatto to gatto. You know, it's just litter until you realize those big boxes mean big smells, big messes, big money. That's why I made the switch to World's Best Cat Litter. with concentrated power. You can learn more at tryworldsbest.com. And thanks, World's Best, for underwriting Animal Radio. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android and BlackBerry. And it's a downloadable right there at your Google Play Store or your App Store.
And it's made possible by Drs. Foster and Smith.
Thank you so much, guys, for doing that. They make it a free download for you. Because otherwise, it would be thousands of dollars for that app. It's so helpful. maybe not.
Sorry, you just take my breath away sometimes, Hal. You're so cute.
What are you working on over there in the newsroom, Miss Lori Brooks?
Well, I've been doing some serious business. I love the site ZDNet. Whenever I'm going to purchase electronics of any sort, I go there because I can read the reviews and I can decipher between they have editor reviews and then they have, you know, user reviews. But they have published an article on pet GPS trackers for both dogs and cats.
We went to Super Zoo about 5 years ago, and there was two pet trackers available, two GPS trackers available at the time. I kind of knew it was going to be an advancing technology at the time. Now there are so many of them on
there
the market.
Are.
And they do all kinds of different things. Some work different ways, but a lot of them have this activity tracker also, which is like a Fitbit.
Right.
So you can tell if your dog's just laying around on the couch all day or he's out running around in the yard. My only concern about those, they also track your dog walkers.
Because you're a dog walker.
Because I'm a dog walker, yes.
There you go.
I got to make
you're
sure that
watched.
I'm being watched.
You should act
in.
Like that anytime because people even have like these pet nanny cams.
Oh,
in
their
house.
The homes. Yeah, definitely. I always, when I'm dog sitting or walking or whatever I'm doing, I always act like I'm being watched because I could be.
You are. Yes.
Yep.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's VIAGENPets.com.
You know, like a lot of you, I used to struggle to get to sleep. Of course, that was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. I've never slept so well or felt so rested. That's because MyPillow is fit to you, the kind of sleeper you are. You know, if you're a back sleeper or a side sleeper or how big or small you are. MyPillow is the pillow with the perfect fit. Then at night, I move the patented MyPillow fill just to the right place for me. You know, to support my head and to cradle me like, well, you know. Let me tell you, a good night's sleep is a life changer. My pillow doesn't go flat, it doesn't get hot, and I sleep like a baby. Now it's your turn. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one My Pillow, and we'll give you one for your partner free. Call 800-867-0058 and use the promo code AR for your free pillow. And start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com and be sure to use the promo code AR for two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine. To find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.